Admiral, the community of Admiral, a hidden gem in the Southwest, boasts a storied past and authentic rural charm. Located about a half hour east of Shaunavon and then about 1 kilometer off Highway 13, the Redco Trail, Admiral, as of 2006, is no longer a village. Now known as a special services area, according to Kathy Collins, administrator for the RM of Wise Creek No. 77 and RM of Grassy Creek No. 78, the population has dwindled and the last census showed a population of 15, 2021. Like many smaller rural Saskatchewan communities, Admiral was once bustling with multiple businesses and services. Incorporated in 1914, its population peaked at about 250 citizens in the mid-1920s. Over the years, Admiral boasted a long list of businesses that included two livery barns, a blacksmith shop, Kohler's Garage, the Admiral train station, a pool hall, a barber shop, a hardware store, a co-op store and service station, credit union, implement company, Ye Olde Barn, a multi-purpose store, Elliott's grocery store, Bank of Commerce, a newspaper, Admiral Hotel, cafe, rinks, skating and curling, and a K-12 school, as well as Wheat Pool and Pioneer Elevators, now operated as producer-owned facilities. Today, things are different, as many of those services have disappeared. The community has become part of the RM of Wise Creek No. 77, Division 5, and is represented in the Special Services Area, as it no longer qualifies as a village or hamlet. This area is represented by an elected councillor, Leon Ruist, who has lived in or around the Admiral area his whole life. Despite its changes, Admiral still has things going on. The post office is still up and running, 5 days a week, with the mail being picked up and delivered on a rural route heading towards Simi, said Ruist. While there used to be a number of operating churches, we are down to one that still has regular mass on the weekends. The Admiral Hall also continues to host events. When asked about current businesses in Admiral, Ruist mentioned, while there are no longer any storefront businesses in Admiral, there are businesses such as Svensson Toboggans, Admiral Grain Elevator, Pottery by L.W. Garthus, as well as some very talented artists who excel in painting and drawing. So, why would someone want to move to this area? Leon mentions, you can raise a family, feel safe, get involved with as much or as little within the community, and you get to live the country life. Living there isn't expensive, and everybody waves when they drive by. So, come for a drive this summer, just down the road to where you too could find that special place of Admiral, where perhaps you could call home.